Hi, I'm Rob, host of a Win-Win Marketing Podcast.
And I'm Rachel. I don't need an introduction.
That's controversial. So, Rach, we had the elegant... Oh, God, what was it? It was called a...
The gala?
Gala dinner? Yeah, okay. We'll get this right.
Were you there?
Only in body, yeah.
I mean, picking up from our conversation yesterday, what did you actually wear?
It's still none of your business, but I was dressed very smartly. Like, what was your... You saw me. What was your...
I did, but I didn't clock your outfit, which suggests...
That it wasn't maybe noticeable.
Yeah, or maybe you were dressing like everybody else.
Which, yeah, either way, that is not the compliment I was looking for.
Not memorable.
Yeah. That's the style I was going
Thank
for.
Thank you, though. I did look stunning.
Yeah. Was that you twirling around on stilts that I saw?
Yes, with the glitter.
Yeah. So, day two. We've made it. Rach, what were your personal highlights from today?
Well, other than spending all of my time with you the past 2 days, I do think the Intently Coffee Bar was a huge win.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting your hit.
Getting my hit of caffeine. That's peak excitement.
Nice. Did you feel fully optimized from that coffee?
Yes. Yeah. Optimized. Refreshed.
Refreshed
with liquid death.
Yeah.
Who else can we drop in? What were your highlights?
My highlight, I didn't actually get a chance to catch many of the sessions, only one in fact, because of all the interviews we've been doing, but I really enjoyed the Tech Partner Battle Royale. Congratulations to Rockt, who are carrying away the championship belt that we brought along with us.
That I literally brought with me in my case.
Yes. Which I'm now glad to hand over to somebody else to deal with. Going
during
customs.
During security.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it was a great session, very well hosted by Charlotte, and the four tech partners did a stand-up job of pitching their wares to the audience.
I agree. They were all good salespeople.
Yeah.
The right answer was, your highlight was spending time with me.
But oh, right,
we
yeah,
can
yeah,
let
yeah.
that slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal.
So today's keynote speaker was Lily Ray, making a return to Think Tank after her kind of debut with us last year in Portugal. And again, she went down really, really well with the audience. She had some great insights into the current state of AI, the LLM platforms and how they're reshaping search and user behavior in terms of product discovery and the implications of that for affiliate marketers. What did you think of it all, Rach? And were there any nuggets of wisdom that you got from her?
So she puts on a great presentation.
I feel like
she is, she really commands a crowd. But I think the most unique thing for our audience was really how she kind of suggested that affiliate is really well positioned to kind of take advantage of all of these LLM updates, specifically citing that 24 of the 100 top cited domains in these LLM platforms are actually affiliate product review sites. So just demonstrating how much opportunity there is for affiliates. And publishers.
Yeah. It was actually like a cautiously optimistic keynote, I would say, about the impact of this on the industry, which was nice because I think there is still a lot of anxiety about where this is going to reshape things and what that means for everyone's jobs.
I agree. And I think she also mentioned how fast-paced all of these changes are, like how much things have changed in the last 2 years, but also the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And that things are just going to keep changing and they're going to be changing quicker than what we're expecting.
Yeah. We were lucky enough to have both Lily and Max Willens from eMarketer, who moderated the panel following Lily's keynote today. And they came along into the studio right off the back of their session. So keep an eye on our feed for that particular conversation because it's got some really useful aspects of what they talked about during this morning's session that I think a lot of our listeners will really enjoy.
My name's Travis Abbott. I live in Denver. And the last thing I bought through affiliate marketing would be parts for my mountain bike. My main takeaway is brands need to be testing a lot right now. Like, there's no definitive answer for a lot of discoverability, measurement standards, and you need to make a lot of small bets today because one of those will eventually pay off. But, you know, if I could predict the future, I wouldn't be selling affiliate marketing. So nobody knows, right? It's really an interesting era of uncertainty, but that's actually exciting.
The last thing I purchased was clothing. Love me some clothes. I actually loved Lily Ray's talk. It was very informative. Actually, what surprised me is that the AI tools actually kind of trap you within their system and they don't actually take you to the websites where you can purchase. And I love the idea that you have to kind of think ahead and see how you can actually utilize them to drive traffic to the website.
I mean, what Travis is mentioning about brands need to be open to testing right now, I think that aligns with what Lily was saying, really, kind of taking a step back and being smart about the testing, though. So not just kind of looking at all of these maybe like quick fixes to show up in LLMs, but thinking about your brand, what makes sense for your brand, and then being willing to test there rather than like in a 6 months that all coming back to.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that what Travis has picked up upon there about, you know, you need to make a lot of small bets today because one of those is going to eventually pay off. And he's talking about from Lily's session about measurability, about testing things, seeing what works and then building slowly off of that. Interestingly, that is exactly the same sentiment that Mike yesterday was talking about when it came to creativity and creative campaigns and the way that they approach. Do a lot of small bets, do a lot of small things, don't kind of like fork a ton of money on something that may not kind of actually work. And then actually if you spread your bets a little bit, the chances are that something will take off and then you're kind of well set for the future. And I think it's that if there's maybe kind of like an overriding theme from the last couple of days, that seems to be one of the common sentiments that's come out of it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also think a common theme was, and you touched on it earlier, but measurability, like the metrics we are using to measure success are completely shifting. We're no longer just thinking about traffic or revenue or sales. People have to think about this a little bit more creatively and how all of these channels are interacting. I don't think anyone had the right answer or know the answer
yet. I don't
think
there is an answer.
And I think it changes because it's like based on like brand awareness almost, which is so vague.
And it feels like a real anathema for what we're used to in the affiliate channel, which is about, you know, precise, robust, deterministic data. And so this is a real, you know, that uncertainty that Travis talks about is definitely something that you can sense in the industry. Cautiously optimistic, but also just getting used to this idea of maybe not having quite the tight grasp on what's happening exactly that we're used to.
Which is a total shift because I feel like in this channel, we always rely on the data and knowing exactly what we're measuring. And this is kind of being comfortable with a little bit of uncertainty.
Inevitably, there's so much more going on at Think Tank beyond just the keynote speeches.
We asked attendees what their big takeaway was from the past week in Chicago. So over to you, Josh.
Hi, thanks, guys. I'm here at the AWIN Think Tank America's Networking Lounge asking people what has been their big takeaways from this week's conference.
So my name's James Lovelace. I'm from London and I'm representing a company called Revving. What did I last buy with affiliate marketing? I think running trainers. I'm quite a keen runner and I bought a pair of Saucony running trainers through an affiliate link.
Hi, my name is Sammy Knotts. I work for Wellput. The last thing I bought was dog food for my dog.
So for me, the objective with these events is always trying to connect with new partners and also partners that you may have met before and just reiterate the benefits of our particular product to try and find new companies that can use our solution and just ensure that I leave here after 2 days with the audience knowing a little bit more about Revving than they did before we started.
I totally agree with what James just said. Definitely strengthening relationships is very important, especially in this small of an industry. And a lot of the topics I've been covering have been a lot on landing pages and just how important it is to have an optimized landing page for your affiliate program.
So my name is Manal. I'm from Preciso and I'm all the way in Chicago from Italy. And I love Chicago. May I just between parentheses say that?
What are you really looking forward to getting out of Think Tank here in Chicago?
You know what? It was just the conversation that I was talking about this morning. No matter what you walk away from a Think Tank AWIN event, you've always won something. The interactions, the networking, whether you get a deal or not is irrelevant. What they create in terms of connections, networking, meeting people, enjoying the place, enjoying the vibes of the place. It's a win-win situation, in my opinion.
What do you think is going to be the biggest topic of discussion in affiliate marketing next year?
Yeah, I can tell you already that there's a lot of AI accountability, transparency going on. What would be the next thing next year? It's definitely going to have to be something related to technology and how fast it's moving and how fast we are trying to adapt and catch, you know, a glimpse of being right there on the train as it's zooming through. I would say it's got to be something related to technology, fast moving, where we're going to have to adapt to the new trends of marketing all over again.
And that is a wrap on our Think Tank mini-series.
Thank you for joining us both in person and on the podcast feed. If you traveled into Chicago, we wish you a safe journey back.
Now, Think Tank content doesn't end here. Keep an eye on our feed over the next few weeks for more interviews and more insights. In the meantime, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me, and I'll be back.
Maybe.
Not me just like literally slowly edging my way into this podcast.
Yeah, it feels like it, yeah.